Chocolates after that from their new album called, or it's just self-titled, and that track was called Thought She'd Be Mine. I quite like that. Moody Blues, Quiet of Christmas Morning. I've never heard that by them before.
It was December the 8th too. Sorry, John, just check that out. December the 8th, not an 80.
Yes. Oh, good. I didn't need to be corrected this time. The Buzzcocks after that. Time's Up from their very first EP from 1977.
That long ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Toys Went Berserk, Sydney band. Wheels in Motion. I really like that track. I found that single the other week. Been looking for it for a while.
Never got into them much, but it's not, I don't mind that.
Almost new it is, from 1990. Film clip's good. It's on Gonka Tube. And Buddy Guy just then, 99 and 1 to 2.
99 and a half.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, the way it's written here.
1 to 2.
Is it 1-2? Should be 1/2. That's a half.
I was just saying to the King, that Buddy Guy track is almost the perfect blend of rock and blues.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Block.
Oh, yeah.
Block. A blend of rock and blues.
Block.
No, that's...
Block, okay.
Blues block. It's block and roll.
Block and roll, yes.
Your tune of the block and roll smorgasbord.
With John Robb, Lord Ping, and the block.
And the Kong.
And the Kong. The Kong with the dong.
Honestly. No. Honestly, Kong, you're not right in the head. In the head.
That's a dong. Oh. That was donging my head with his
was
dong.
It, are you a... You can get a job doing that.
A donger?
Yeah.
The director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor. Royal Granite and Marble, located at Unit 20, 122 Station Road, Seven Hills, are manufacturers of Caesar, SS, Sile and Smartstone, Quantum Quartz and Stone Italiana. We believe in outstanding service and are proud to offer the very best in natural stone. We specialize in kitchen, bench and vanity tops, floors, walls, staircases and much more. To find out more about our products, go to www.royalgraniteandmarble.com.au or call 9624-4966. Royal Granite and Marble. Station sponsor.
Thanks for listening to Alive 90.5. If you enjoy the service Alive provides to the community, then why not become a member of the station today? Head across to our website, alive905.com.au, scroll down the page and click on the general volunteering link to download a membership application. Become a voice of the community with Alive 90.5.
Are you an experienced disability support worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working with Global, the leading disability support service in Sydney? Global offers great rates of pay, free training, and the choice to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability support work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. Station sponsor.
Every Friday from 9 till noon, you'll hear a great selection of music from the 60s to the current era with your host Charles Aduce on Juicy Music, right here on Alive 90.5.
I'm gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my jolts of war.
Away, Lord, with this week's movie review.
This movie is from 1978 and stars Jack Jones, Paula Stephenson and Richard Johnstone. The movie is called The Comeback from 1978. The movie looks at a songwriter, singer and guitarist who is making a comeback after his career crashed years before. The reason his career crashed is not explained till the very end of the movie.
Oh, okay. That makes it interesting.
Hmm, yeah.
It crashed.
Yeah. The pilot is... Oh, sorry, the plot is misleading.
Yeah, wow, piles, the pilot.
Wow, how are we going? It's even in my own hand. Oh, hello. Hello, how are you? You're a sick little rooster, aren't you? You're not a rooster, what are you? You're a you're an oinker. Thank you. Anyway, the reason his career crashed is not explained till the end of the movie.
Radio.
The plot is misleading and does a good job of keeping you guessing. Now, I've mentioned before I don't mind that style of movie.
And this, it keeps you guessing.
Yeah, it does. Right till the...
Know the plot until the end. Well, you know the plot,
well,
but don't
know the... plot, but you don't know why things happen.
Okay, I like that too.
Yeah, I really like that, yeah. Why I've never heard of this movie before, I don't know. It obviously wasn't a hit, but anyway. A good old mystery with a bit of horror tossed over the salad as a dressing. My rating for this movie, no dead rabbits in this movie.
Now, that's lucky.
Yeah. Keen, have you got a comment about this one?
I'll have to watch it. No, I don't.
Okay.
Sounds good.
No, John, I don't have a comment. But we did, my wife and I did finally get to watch something on Netflix.
Yes.
Which I subscribe to and never have time to watch anything.
Oh, what have you watched?
Well, she said, I've heard that The Woman in the Van is very good.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, hang on. Is that about, she's a really old lady living in a driveway?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, not a bad flick.
I thought it was a bit slow to begin with, but... In the end, I watched it to the end.
Yes.
It was okay.
It's different, isn't it?
It's different. It reminded me a bit, even though it's nothing like, but it reminded me a bit of fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe.
I've never seen that.
That's not bad. I saw that with my dear old mum when she was still with us. Okay. At the theatre there in Stanmore next to the bloke in the milk bar that looks like he's a...
Oh, yeah.
The
famous milk bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Death.
Yeah, weren't they going to, the community going to the get Olympia. Together and, yeah, weren't the community going to get together and fix his roof and everything
I heard the roof is collapsing and they have to close.
Make it livable again?
I think it's still open. I went past the other night and it was open, I'm sure.
Was it?
Really?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
Okay, but, so near there, yes.
That's not a bad movie, if it's all right.
Yeah. Now, the reason I asked the King what his comment was on that particular movie is because many weeks ago the King said, I'd like to make a comment after each movie.
Well, so I did make a comment.
I've asked
I'll
him.
I'll watch it.
Excuse me. I've asked him every week since, John.
Yes.
And thus far I haven't had one comment. Nothing sensible. Not a thing.
Well, that just goes into there we the go. Whole concept of the show, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
I do that purposely, you know. That was the point.
It's very good.
Now, listeners, if you'd like to, the Alive 90.5 is on Saturday.
the Alive 90.5 what?
Sorry, Christmas party. Sorry, I'm just trying to read it. Does it say there, what time does it say? 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes, it does.
On Saturday the 15th, is it?
There you go.
Saturday the 8th. No. Yes, Saturday the 8th.
So that's this Saturday coming up.
This Saturday. So
all day. Oh, no, 4 to 11. 11 to 4, yeah.
If you'd like to come along and have a...
4 in the morning, 11 at night, it's late.
I said 11 a.m.
Yes. Yeah, you did. I got mixed up. I thought 4 a.m. in the afternoon, 11 at night.
You are a Zubrick sometimes.
I love him.
You just belong in a fence. That's what you do.
I'll take a fix.
Yeah, so if you're a loyal listener and you'd like to drop in and say hello to your favourite presenters or tell us, you know, how silly we are, please do so.
Well, just, you know, have a bludge office and have something to eat.
Yeah.
Come along. No, we'd love to see you. All right? this Saturday, 11 till 4. You coming, Lord?
I think I might drop in, yeah, just what to annoy you.
You'll have something on for sure.
Saturday, maybe.
Such a busy schedule you have.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Getting close to Christmas, it gets busy on weekends.
It is.
Yes, it does. Oh.
This is the third hour.
Wind up that gramophone!
Everything was apple pie as far as he could see. He got his wife, he got his kids, and things were right as rain, until the godforsaken hun got busy once again. Then Mr. Brown of London town had a job to do, meant to see it through, and he did it too. Mr. Brown of London town sent the wife away, sent the kids to play, miles and miles away. Things flew up and things flew down, seemed a clinking shame, blooming fire and flame. Blimey, what a game! But who stood up and saved the town when London Bridge was falling down? Mr. Brown of London town, oi, Mr. Brown.
The Weekly World News intro. It's not there, but that was...
Don't tell me it's escaped.
The dance
fell
band.
Off.
The dance band and me. Well, you've got my little sheet there. What is it? Don't give me the sheets here. The organ, the dance band and me. Mr. Brown of London
Town. Reminded me of that ad with the Run Rabbit Run. You know, the
very
same voice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very similar.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's
all right, so it's time to throw the coin to see who's going first, is it, Jono?
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh.
For
what?
A change, it's me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, I'll kick off.
Hang on. Just hang on, hang on.
Hang on, why do I have to hang on? What'd you say?
Hang on.
Nah, look, John's busy.
Rock and roll smoking board presents.
Of course you care if he's busy. Stop interrupting the show.
Is he being...
That's not professional.
Is he being... Remember they used to say, insolent? You insolent young man.
What did you say? He was asking me if you were being insolent, not the other...
Just then when you said, what did you say, you sounded just like Percy on Yes What.
He did.
What'd you say? Did you ever used to listen to Yes What?
No.
I must bring in some episodes one
okay.
time.
All right.
We'll play it. They go for about 10 minutes, but yes. they're funny.
Yeah, all right.
Was it a radio show?
Yeah, in okay. the old days when you used to get the stick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know. You were the worst I child in the school. It something and you fierce. Copped it every day. Did, I know.
Yes. I copped it something fierce, that stick.
We've heard it all before. We've heard it all before. Oh. All right, are you going, are you?
Woman dies trying to perm her own hair.
Oh, how, what'd
that's
she do?
That's a bit odd.
What'd she do?
What with?
Well.
A perma.
I don't know, I haven't read it yet.
You're permanently dead.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's true. A woman from a very poor area in the former USSR could not afford to have her hair done.
Oh.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah, you know how they have their hair done?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. So she did it herself. A local spokesman told the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, this is not the first time that this has happened. You're right, John?
It's something I said.
You're right?
Okay. I know.
You're right over there?
Oh, he's just an idiot. Done. Like you'd ever have done to your head. It's never done.
Nah,
no,
no.
Mine's not done.
What he's had done to his head, nobody else has had done. I can guarantee. It's got nothing to do with his hair either.
Oh, carry on, Lord.
The spokesman said, the people are so poor that they cannot afford to get a perm. The woman... The dead woman, that is.
Yes.
Mixed all sorts of home cleaners together.
Before she died.
And after she died.
I think you should stand in the corner.
Yeah.
Just being insolent.
Or insolent.
I'm calm tonight.
The woman, after she died, mixed all sorts of home cleaners together and managed to gas herself.
What? Oh, really?
Oh, can you imagine that?
The fumes killed her.
Yeah. Mm.
What a combination of...
who knows, bleach and toilet cleaner.
And spray and wipe and yeah, dips and everything.
Yeah, all of those. Oh. All of those.
Jeez.
Wiped herself.
Oh, up. And it says here, drain cleaner. What's drain cleaner?
Oh, Drano, that's like pure acid.
It's still good.
Oh, well, no wonder
you dab that with Coke. Sometimes.
I wonder what that'd do to her hair.
Desperate.
Mm.
It'd give her a perm. Permanent perm.
Permanent. Yeah. Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
After mafia informant Vinny the Wolf Bariglio ratted.
Oh, Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny Bariglio ratted on his mates. He wanted to make sure the mob would never find him. Mm. So the macho tough guy. Mm. Had a sex change operation and lived for 15 years as curvy and feminine Vicky Vintolo.
16 years.
Yes.
So we went from Vinny to the Wolf to Vicky Vintolo. Curvy.
And curvy.
Curvy.
Too. Oh. So he must have had some panel beating done as well.
Oh, look.
Or a tune up.
I wouldn't mind getting a tune up and a bit of a panel beat. I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind either.
What would you be called, Lord? What would you be called? Lordy? Lorda? Lorders? Lordess?
Lordy? Lordy? Miss Claudie?
Yeah, Lordy, Miss Claudie.
Madonna's daughter's called Lorders, isn't it? You're Madonna's daughter.
I don't know.
Yeah, you'd be like that.
Mm. Oh. I'd be like that.
Yeah, like that.
Like that. Oh, what's happening? Are we about to take off?
I think we've landed somewhere. Where have we landed? Have you got the outside camera on?
Sounds like what a crash.
He looked up at the screen.
Well, I'm taking you.
Oh, you look, are a goose.
I think we're in Greece. Look at those columns.
Okay.
Anyway, he changed himself to a girl.
Yeah, a Sheila.
Yeah, I'd go
curvy.
On with
curvy.
Otherwise, yeah, curvy.
Curvy.
Now the still beautiful Vicky is telling her story in the soon-to-be-released book Singing Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
She sings too.
My enemies are all dead, she told Weekly World News. There's no reason to hide my identity any longer. Back in 1983, 23-year-old Vicky Vintolo, then mafia bodyguard and trigger man Vincent Bariglio, made a deal with the FBI. The burly mobster turned state's evidence against five organised crime bosses.
Ooh.
To avoid prosecution for crimes of his own.
Mm-hmm.
They had
her own.
Oh, well, yeah.
His own, her own.
His stroke, yeah. Her.
Yeah.
What did he stroke?
His stroke, her.
Oh, of course. Right,
yeah. Forward stroke, not back stroke.
They had me dead to rights, Vicky says. It was either prison, maybe for life, or the witness protection program. As a woman.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I know which I'd choose.
What? You'd go to prison, wouldn't you?
For sure.
You might end up being a woman in there too.
whose turn is it?
Doctors eat Lego discover how long it takes to pass through digestive systems.
Oh, yes, I heard about this. How ridiculous.
Six how silly.
Pediatricians have eaten Lego heads to help parents, advise parents whose young children swallow the plastic toys. Researchers, despite the best efforts of parents, children are prone to swallowing small plastic toys, usually prompting a visit to the doctor.
Mm.
The paediatricians are often asked how long it will take for the toys to pass out, because if they get stuck in the child's digestive system, it could lead to serious problems. Or you could make a plane. If you swallow like about four or five pieces, they could link them together.
Yeah.
That'd be a good act. You know, like a stage act.
Yeah, yeah,
swallow
yeah.
the Lego and bring it out all put together.
Start there at the beginning of your show. You could eat like half a kilo of Lego, and then by the end of the show,
not with milk, to wash it down.
Yeah, whatever wash suits, you know, or a beer.
I reckon about 10 beers would help.
10 beers, and then by the end of the show, you could say, "There you go. There's a 76 Lincoln Continental."
And there it comes out. All comes out made. Fantastic.
Oh, man, I'm gonna look into it. I'm going to become rich.
Anyway, I'm not reading anymore because basically these stupid doctors swallow Lego and in.
But wouldn't it take the same amount of time to pass as anything else you eat?
Probably.
Like when they...
Like a coin or something, yeah.
Or condoms full of drugs or whatever.
Well, I can read this more if you want. Three women and three men working as paediatricians swallowed Lego heads and then sifted through their bowel movements until they found the toy. Oh. I don't need this anymore.
I don't reckon you need to sift.
I've got a picture of that in my head and I'm not going there.
I reckon if I dropped a 76 Lincoln Continental, I'd know about it. I don't reckon I'd need to sift anything. I'd say, there it is.
You know them Lego bits when you step on them at night? In the dark? Imagine it coming.
Imagine that coming out.
All those pointy bits of them.
Imagine that coming out
sideways.
That's
right.
What if it came out sideways? Oh.
You'd know all about it.
Talking about bricks.
Yes. The old saying, eh?
The old saying. Yeah. There you go.
Yes, a brick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where they got it from.
78-year-old Mel... Oh, there's an Aussie story. 78-year-old Melbourne lunatic arrested for crashing car in bank. Okay. The man has been asking the bank to open an account in 1966 so that he can collect all the interest in 2018. Okay. The bank manager has told the man he cannot open an account in 1966 unless he has a time machine. That's some speed of me.
Did he bump his head during the accident or something, did he?
No, I don't know.
Must have.
The man went straight outside and drove back into the bank in his ute. Well, that's a utility for you people overseas. With an old Westinghouse Silent Night fridge in the back of the ute. He said the fridge was a time machine. Oh, dear. The bank manager started the account before calling the police.
It might have been a time machine.
So if you've got an old Silent Night at home and an old ute and you're 78 and you're in Melbourne and you're a lunatic, you could make a fortune.
Especially at Christmas, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Yes.
It'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Oh, now it's starting to make sense.
Mm-hmm. Cairo. An Egyptian actress is set to face trial next month for wearing a see-through dress that showed her legs at a Cairo film festival.
Uh-oh.
Here's a good reason not to go to
overseas. Egypt.
Rania Yusuf, age 45, appeared at the closing session of the Cairo International Film Festival on Thursday wearing a black lacy dress over a tight black bodice with her legs showing to her upper thighs.
Disgusting.
Shock, horror. This prompted two lawyers to lodge a suit. Now, fancy that. The lawyers are there waiting for something
to happen
so they can whinge about, accusing the actress of inciting debauchery.
Oh, God.
Debauchery.
Terrible.
A charge that could land her in jail for up to 5 years if she is convicted. The lawsuits alleging obscenity said Yusuf's appearance did not meet societal values, traditions and morals, and therefore undermined the reputation of the festival and the reputation of Egyptian women in particular.
Where's particular? Sorry for the interruption.
Particulars over in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Where the Egyptian women are.
Yeah. The Egyptian Actors Syndicate also weighed in against her. Yusuf later issued an apology on her official Twitter account to the many people angered by her appearance. I probably miscalculated when I chose to wear this dress, she said. It was the first time that I wore it, and I did not realise it would spark so much anger. I reaffirm my commitment to the values upon which we were raised in Egyptian society.
She should be able to wear what she wants.
Well, we say that all the time, but there's some countries that are still living in the 7th century.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why do flies suddenly appear every time you open a beer?
Why do flies...
Sounds like a Carpenter song, doesn't it? Yeah.
Suddenly appear
every time you open a beer.
I want a beer. I'm just like me. They long to be.
Why did I ask the question?
Are they attracted by the smell of the hops, perhaps?
Experts have figured out why. Fruit flies have a knack for appearing when a can of beer or bottle of wine is enjoyed outside, says.
Oh, you said flies, yeah, not fruit flies.
Yeah, you didn't say fruit flies.
Okay. Why do fruit flies suddenly appear every time you open a beer?
Oh, now, start again. Be the essence of the
You can't sing the song hops, now, can you?
Yeah.
Well, no, that spoils it. Yeah. Of course, nobody really wants those flies, but they still come following the opening of a beer like Monday follows the weekend. Now scientists have figured out how fruit flies have such a knack for magically appearing whenever it's opened, right? The team based in California Institute of Technology have published their results in the journal Nature, findings which have overturned earlier scientific consensus, so they say. The study spent thousands of experiments conducting over a six-year period and discovered that contrary to prevailing thought, fruit flies were in fact attracted to carbon dioxide and not repulsed. The study was led by Dr. Floris van Bruegel and resolved a paradox surrounding the fruit fly's response to CO2, which had baffled boffins for decades. So they like the CO2.
So it's the fruit flies that are causing climate change.
That's
what it is, yes. And the baffled boffins.
I thought it was school kids who were causing it.
Oh, yeah, well, they let off a lot of hot air, don't they?
But they don't drink beer, do they?
Not well, they shouldn't be.
Not in California.
No.
What's the age of consent over there? 21, isn't it?
Oh, I have no idea. I wouldn't be definite on that, Lord.
I
wouldn't be definite at all.
When you said some countries are in the 7th century, I think you're dead right.
Oh, okay. Perth, Australia. Yes.
Another Aussie story.
Yes. Kinky robbers waylaid two motorists.
Hey, Jono.
Yes.
Did you notice the on-air sign's not on?
No, I didn't.
That happened last week too.
But I think we're going to air.
I hope so.
Let's hope so.
Oh, it says here off air. Maybe we're just talking to ourselves.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Dunno.
Yeah, go and have a listen.
Well, the 78 was playing before out on the radio.
Oh, well,
I went to the kitchen.
It must be working then.
Yeah, it must be working. Can you hear me, Kong? Kong, can you hear me, Kong?
Earth check one. Calling Kong.
Yes, we
got Earth calling Kong.
We've got the thumbs up.
The other radio is playing us.
Oh, that's
the other radio is playing us.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds bad.
So Perth, Australia.
Yeah, Perth, Australia, near Melbourne.
Kinky robbers waylaid two motorists on a desolate road, tied them up, and smeared them with
honey.
Close.
Peanut butter.
Barbecue sauce.
Yum, spicy.
I've wanted to be smeared with barbecue sauce for so long.
Next week we're doing it. Easy, simple as that.
Did you hear that, divorce? He wants barbecue sauce smothering. Oh, dear. Police say the weirdos then robbed the two victims. Yeah. Seems like perfectly normal behaviour to me.
Both quite normal.
Remember, you used to get buy edible under. No, I'm not going there. Cops say the weirdos then robbed the two victims, both women in their 40s. Mm. The women were otherwise unharmed during the incident. Just a bit sticky.
Just covered in barbecue sauce.
A bit sticky, that barbecue
You'd
sauce.
You'd need a decent shower. Well, you wouldn't have a bath after that, would you? You'd have a shower.
Yes.
To what? Because imagine having to clean your bath after that.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Well, shower?
Well, the shower sort of washes all the goop away.
Goop?
Yeah, gone for good.
What about getting the dog to lick it off?
Oh, look, I got told never to mention that.
That could be a new line for Blokey Industries.
Oh, yes.
Goop remover.
Goop remover. Oh, what do you think?
Don't stoop low. Use goop remover. On your bath or vanity.
Yeah, don't get your knees dirty if you've been molested.
Why do you always burst into that voice?
Because it's a good one. If you've been molested in Perth, Australia, then don't worry. On your way home across the Nullarbor Plain, just whack out some goop remover, rub a bit of sand on it, and you'll laugh. And by the time you get to Melbourne, you'll be dead or clean.
Or itchy.
And watch out for those bloody fruit flies. Oh,
fruit flies
with you.
On your beer.
Watch out for the fruit flies in your beer with you, darling. Oh, I said a bit like...
Gee, I had a sensible product suggestion that goes all stupid.
Yes, completely.
That's the funniest part of the show.
I know.
Man destroys own house to save... It's a money figure. It's an amount of money. Go on.
Oh, okay. Man destroys
own house in order to save...
$50,000.
$10.
The king wins. $11.
$11. What a tightwad.
A man in Southern California has refused to pay $11... to have a tyre changed in his old Massey Ferguson. What's a Massey Ferguson?
That's
like
tractor.
A tractor, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Or a truck. They made trucks too.
Okay.
Mainly tractors.
Oh, if I'd kept reading. The tractor, and so it says it, the tractor needed a brand new tyre and he did the job at home. He attached his air compressor and went to the toilet, the toilet. The rest...
Toilet.
T-O-I-let. Toilet. The toilet.
Oh, that's tricky, Lord.
Yeah, I know.
How many eyes? Two eyes.
Only one eyes.
One eyelet.
One eye. Oh, no, hang on. The dunny.
He got it.
He did the job at home. He attached his air compressor and went to the dunny.
Oh, goodness. What, to get the Lego out?
I hope so. Imagine that.
Pricks.
The rest is history.
I've got one more story.
Okay.
A quick one. Woman passes gas and pulls knife on offended man.
Oh, that doesn't happen every day.
A Florida woman faces an aggravated assault charge after authorities say she passed gas in line at a dollar store and pulled a knife on a man who complained about it. Probably smelled pretty bad. He complained.
So he had a whinge.
Yes. Reports, the Herald in the Smorgasbord Herald, we've got a Herald correspondent now, reports 37-year-old Shanetta Wilson passed gas while waiting in a line on Saturday night and upset a customer. The reports say the offended customer and Wilson then got into an argument in reference to the defendant farting loudly. It says Wilson then pulled a small folding knife out of her purse and told the victim she was going to gut him while moving in to attack him. She was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. It is unclear if she has a lawyer.
She might have been under the influence of a rotten smell or something.
Obviously something.
Oh, that's good, Lord.
Wonder if there were any fruit flies about.
Probably under the influence.
Probably.
Some people need a salting bow. When you're in a line and you think, what was that? If you think you know who it is, you think, you just take them outside.
I remember I nearly got punched out once. I got into a lift and there'd been someone in there before me and yeah. It was just putrid.
Yeah.
We went down two floors and this other bloke gets in and thought I'd done
thought
it.
You'd
what did he say?
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, what's up with you? What have you been eating? Oh.
Wasn't
got
you.
Really aggro. It wasn't even me.
Did you say it wasn't you? It was in there when I got
here.
Yeah,
you? Yeah.
Didn't
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you were the only one in the lift, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Serves you right.
Thanks, Lord. It was probably you before I knew you.
What lift was it?
In Burwood it was.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, the one that goes up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was mine.
Oh, that's very good, Lord. Oh, look, do we need any more of this?
No,
no. We'll never get through in concert at
the
this rate.
The one that goes up and down.
I got to tell you this story. Paramaribo in Suriname, wherever that is.
Suriname?
Paramaribo in Suriname.
Suriname, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, whatever you just said.
Paramaribo.
Mm,
yes. Yeah.
The town, the country. And in the city of or town of Suriname... Oh, headhunters in this South American country.
Yeah.
I've never heard of para. I'll have to look that up on Google Maps.
What is it, para?
P-A-R.
Yeah.
A-M.
Yep.
A-R.
Yep.
I-B-O. Tell us about it.
Paramaribo.
Oh. Yeah. It's the capital of Suriname on okay. the banks of the Suriname River.
Yep. Okay, where's Suriname?
I'm looking.
Oh, it's in that part of the world. They do the odd fishing show over there. They, you know, like oh river monsters God. And that sort of stuff.
Why did I bring it up?
Oh, I'm sorry if I watch TV.
Fishing. It's got to do with fishing, John. Oh, it's in South America.
Well, you won't believe what else they do.
South America.
Go on, what else do they do?
Headhunters in this South American country are accused of kidnapping more than 250 Ooh. Pet miniature and toy poodles.
Oh, well, they eat them.
Toy?
Yeah, they're little ones. They're, like, smaller than
normal. Oh, so they're a real animal?
Yeah, yeah, they're just smaller than normal size.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
go on.
And toy ones as well. Real ones and toy ones.
Yeah.
Shrinking the dog's heads or pooch's heads and making them into keychains.
Oh, where do you buy one of those?
Police confiscated 36 dog's head keychains from a tourist shop where they were selling for more than $400 each. That's sick.
Dog's head keychains.
Yeah.
Oh, oh well, look, you know, I remember going out to Central Australia. This is a long, long time ago now. And they had kangaroo...
Yes, we know what you're going to say.
Oh, what are you...
Sacks.
Testicle sacks, yeah. Yeah. Scrotums. Yes. Scrotums, thank you. Kangaroo scrotums for sale. And they were to put your coins in. Yeah, to put you know...
Money boxes.
Yeah, like a little money bag, yeah. Made out of a kangaroo
spray. Yeah, I've seen them. I've had them for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, can you get me one?
I wouldn't mind having one of them.
Christmas is coming.
Very Aussie.
Very Aussie. That's cool.
Mm. I mean, these are animals that are being...
Not if you're kangaroo, it's not cool.
No, true. But they're animals that are, you know, killed for the... I think the... meat industry and the pet food industry, that
and
sort of stuff.
They've got to cull them. Sometimes there's too many.
You know, on a serious note, we were talking about the droughts and we still are talking about the droughts in the central New South Wales and other parts of Australia. They reckon they've got to cull, and this is a bit sad, they reckon they've got to cull, in New South Wales alone, 1 million kangaroos.
How many?
1 million.
You said it different before.
Well, I wish they'd do the same to the bats.
Oh, they're dim filthy, those fruit bats, aren't they?
They're a pain in the smelly. They're filthy, filthy, and they're protected.
Yeah.
I cannot understand it. I wish they'd just bump them off.
Kangaroos are surely more important to us than silly fruit bats.
You'd think so.
Aren't they? Unless I've got it horribly wrong.
Well, if you're going to kill them, just do something useful, you know, pet food or something.
You wouldn't get it wrong, Lord.
Not me.
I've never heard you get it wrong before. Never.
Ever listen to this show?
Finally.
What show?
What
is
are you
this
talking
a show?
About?
I just thought we'd just come here and just talk. I didn't know.
Is this breakfast? Oh,
Siani
okay.
In Italy.
In Italy, yeah, yeah.
You'll relate.
This is
this.
The last talk.
Yeah,
you'll relate to this.
Yeah,
you
go,
too.
Go,
yeah.
Go.
Officials there know some folks were embarrassed to use the municipal pool because they looked lousy in a bathing suit.
Okay.
So twice a month, pool bosses set aside a day for ugly people only.
Fantastic.
That's a damned good idea.
I'd go to that.
We don't let any good-looking people in on those special days, said pool attendant Paolo Schio.
So he's the judge too, is he? He decides who's ugly and who's not.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
And the ugly people come out in droves because they know that everybody else who's there will be ugly as well. That way they're not embarrassed anymore.
Fantastic
you know what
idea.
Be, you know what would be a crackingly good idea? If you were half good looking, like, you know, us three idiots, you could roll up there and get kicked out for being too good looking.
Can we do that the show one time?
What, have an ugly day? Have
yeah,
an
yeah,
ugly
just
show.
For ugly people to come into the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next
right.
week.
Right.
Next week?
Yeah, yeah. Next week.
Not much notice.
That's all right.
Who are you going to ask?
Just we'll turn up and
just
see what
us.
Happens.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah.
All right, we better go on Vin Concert then. Just as well, we've only got two tracks tonight.
Yes. Dearie me.
So we have, lo and behold, Cold Chisel.
We sure do.
Who are they?
With a track called Conversations.
This is a great track.
And we'll have Love Gun from Kiss from their newly released, recorded in 2014, Kiss Rocks Las Vegas.
Perfect
sweet
together,
as a
those
nut.
Two. Fantastic together, those two songs. Who are Cold Chisel again?
Mob. New Zealanders, I think.
Oh,
Mobsy okay. Paul?
Yeah.
Oh. Alive 90.5. Quarter to nine.
I'm a fisher. it out.
Hi, this is Chris Jasper. Wake up Sunday mornings to a beautiful mix of gospel, smooth jazz, R&B, funk, and old school with the lovely Jillian on Kaleidoscope Alive 90.5 between 7 and 9 a.m. or stream live on www.alive905.com.au.
Are you an experienced disability support worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working with Global, the leading disability support service in Sydney? Global offers great rates of pay, free training, and the choice to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability support work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. Station sponsor.
I'm Brinda Shivalingam, a neurosurgeon based at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. It's sad but true, brain cancer is one of the few cancers which occurs in children. Over 100 new cases are diagnosed every year in children as young as 3. Hundreds more adults of all ages are diagnosed with brain tumours. Your donation will help fund research for cures. Please visit brainfoundation.org.au or call 1300 886 660.
With over 30 years' experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flatleaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flatleaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how. Or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert this week. Kiss, Love Gun, that was pretty good. And
it was nice and clear too. I like that. Like other Kiss albums I've heard live and they're a bit more a bit rough. A
bit muffled.
Yeah, a bit muffled, yes.
Yeah, it's their style, I think. But yeah, that is clear. And we had Cold Chisel and Conversations from
off
the album.
Off the Swing Shift, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, well, Mr. Swan's in there filling in for the gallivanting Dave Moffat.
They'll go well, that Cold Chisel, by the way.
Do
you reckon?
Yeah, I think they'll go well.
Someone should sign them up, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe we should sign them up.
On Blokey Records.
On Don't start me.
They'll all be singing like this.
Oh, they do anyway.
Anyway, don't you dare.
All right. Listen, we might go out because the clock's a bit out in this
studio.
So we'll leave you with a bit of Floyd.
Well, what are we going to listen to, John?
To bring us up to the news. Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Ooh. That's about 12 minutes worth, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Oh. He's a yeller.
So John Rob Lord, Pig and the King saying...
And the Kong.
And the Kong.
Oh, and the Kong. Yeah. Don't forget the Kong. Dr. Thompson will be here in 2 weeks' time.
Good one.
But until then, as I said, Terry Swan coming up. And he's as deaf as a post.
Yep, he sure is.
Not even listening.
Nah, that's okay.
How's he going to learn anything if he doesn't listen?
That's anyway, probably why he's got the thing else turned off.
Christmas party, 11 till 4 on Saturday.
Mm. Okay.
And some of us will be there. All right. Uru.
That's right. Ta-da. A bit of Shine On You Crazy Diamond from the Wish You Were Here album, Pink Floyd. This won't all go to air, obviously. Good night.
Good night.
existing party rules, making it more difficult to overthrow a sitting leader. Malcolm Turnbull was dumped as Prime Minister in August, Scott Morrison taking his place. Two men have been taken into custody, accused of firing a shot during a standoff with police in Brisbane's Inner West. Inspector Tony Ridge says officers arrived at an apartment complex in Auchenflower to investigate property offences when the situation unfolded.
When our CERT officers were gaining entry to the unit, there was a shot was fired.
Nearly 6 hours later, two men were taken into custody. A number of weapons have also been seized by police. A man has faced court after allegedly lighting a grass fire during the bushfire crisis in central Queensland. The 27-year-old is accused of starting the blaze south of Rockhampton on Sunday. He's been remanded in custody after his matter was briefly mentioned. A man has been charged with torturing and killing two kangaroos. He's just pleaded guilty in a Perth court. The 26-year-old is one of four charged after police found disturbing vision of one of the animals being viciously attacked. Two of the men have already pleaded guilty. An apprentice has been rescued after falling into a sewage drain in Melbourne. Pat Mitchell reports.
The 18-year-old apprentice was working at a residential construction site near Lower Dandenong Road in Mentone when he fell about 5 metres down a sewage drain around 8:30 this morning. More than 20 MFB personnel were called in, including specialist rescue team members.